Good morning. The time is 9:06, currently mostly cloudy, actually more partly cloudy now. I see more blue sky outside the window here at our downtown studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in Wausau. Temperature stands at 58 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be joined by Sean Wright from the Grand Theater. He is the executive director of the Grand and the Performing Arts Foundation. He'll be talking about the announcement of the schedule for the 2024-2025 season at the Grand. So we'll talk to Sean Wright about that coming up in just a few minutes. Then at 9:35, we'll be joined by the executive director of the Good News Project, Christine Daniels. We've talked a lot about some of the local programs that have been done by the Good News Project with Christine in the past. But today we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the international programming. It's really interesting stuff. So Christine Daniels coming up at 9:35 in studio as well. Also, before we move any further, we'll get to Ian in a minute, but of course, we have our Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Again, going on this week and next week, 7 times a day, starting in the 7 o'clock hour, going through the 7 p.m. hour, every other hour, 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., 7 p.m. In those hours, you have a chance to win. All you have to do is have the Civic Media app. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app, it's real easy. Just go to your App Store, go to your Google Play, download the app, and then at the start of the hour, sometime in the early part of the hour, the host of the show, in this case, me, will give you our keyword for the hour. And all you have to do is go to the Civic Media app, go to the Bow Falls Radio part of the app. This is the 5th one down. And then you'll see a button to check out our website, to call us, to text us. And on the right-hand side, it'll say text. Click on that and then just put in the word and you have a chance to win for the hourly part of the contest, Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. So if we draw for each of these hours 7 times a day, and somebody wins a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. Also, everybody that submits the keyword, we put them all in for a daily drawing, which is a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats. And then everybody that puts in the keyword for every hour, so you can have multiple chances to win. At the end of the contest, a week from Friday, there'll be a grand prize. 2 winners overall. Your choice of a unique summer staycation getaway, complete with gas to get there and back. Included, the Fort Atkinson Cottage on the lake, including a pontoon boat. Lake Geneva stay at the Harbor Shores. Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. So great opportunities, great prizes, and it's all part of the Scani Summer Text to Win contest. So it's time right now for me to give you the keyword for this hour. So be ready. It is red. Not R-E-A-D, but the color. Red. R-E-D. R-E-D is the keyword for this hour. So all you have to do now is go to the Civic Media app, open up the Bow Falls Radio page, hit text, put in the word red, R-E-D, and then you're in. You have a chance to win the Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack for this hour. You have a chance to win today's pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats, and you have a chance to win our grand prize, the choice of one unique summer staycation getaway. So again, do it right now. You have the entire hour to do it, so I'll remind you as we continue. But do it right now if you have a chance. Red, R-E-D, and you'll be part of the Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win contest and a chance to win some really, really cool prizes. Before we go any further, we need to say good morning to Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Yeah, when we came in this morning again,
it was very wet.
We talked about it a couple of days ago where the water was flowing. The water was flowing down the sidewalks and down the road. And again, it was a drencher this morning. But now I look outside, it looks beautiful. And I look outside, now there's a big hole across the way. You know, this construction has really started to pick up real quickly. The foundry on 3rd, again, we're going to, over the next year or so, year or two, be able to watch the construction and see the development right here in our part of downtown Wausau. That's going to be exciting.
Oh, yes, indeed. What exactly is being built again?
It's the foundry on 3rd. It's basically what they're replacing the old Wausau Center Mall with.
Okay, so, it's been a while since I've
I know, I know,
that,
I know.
So, so it's nice to get a reminder of
exactly.
That.
So it's been a process, to say the least. So it's good to see the folks out there. In fact, I see them working. And as I said earlier, and I'm sure that from time to time you're going to feel it as well, but it seems to be more towards later in the day when I'm at my desk and I'll all of a sudden feel the building start to shake a little bit because of the construction going on across the way. So,
I felt it in this room yesterday as they were doing it. Just I could feel a rumbling. I thought it was just my feet.
I remember the first time that happened to me. It's like you're wondering, what is going on here? But no, it's good to see the guys out there working and taking advantage, and it's good for the workers. And then we'll, you know, yeah, as we see during the summer, so much road construction and the like, it's great that the temperatures are not, I mean, sometimes we'll be driving, of course, during the middle of summer, it'll be 85, 90, 95 degrees with humidity, and you see these guys working hard. I mean, you talk about hard work.
Yeah.
When you're doing those road construction and construction work of any kind, really tough. And I remember back when I was in college, I would, during the summertime, be doing temp work, and one time I was doing landscaping, and man, that was hard work, and really, really tough work during the summer. That was back when I was young. So hey, the man is here, Sean Wright. Before we start talking about the excitement of the new schedule, 2 weeks ago I was not here because I had a ball game.
Yep.
So it's been 4 weeks. When you left 4 weeks ago, we were talking a little baseball. Your St. Louis Cardinals have picked it up since we last talked, haven't they?
You know, minus this road trip to Philadelphia and Houston.
I know.
Yes,
but they had a big comeback. Are they still in second place in the division?
Still in second place.
Because the Cubs have been stinking it up.
Yeah, the Cubs have been terrible.
That's something that Cardinal fans and Brewer fans can come together on.
We can agree on that, yes.
But I seen your face, though. You're still a little frustrated.
Yes. But, you know, when you're in second place but you're 3 games under 500, it's not exactly a cause for celebration.
They did get above 500 for a brief
got two moment. 500 oh, they two, still I mean, haven't, no, they they still haven't been above 500 so
but I was looking for the silver lining here because I
it is
because
it is.
Because if you were so you were kind of really annoyed when you were walking
I,
out there.
I was
and you're still kind of annoyed.
If you gotten to me before Friday night when they went to Philly, it's like true. Oh, things are going well. Okay, now they've lost 4 or 5.
Well, the Brewers struggling in Philly too last couple of months. That Philly team is really
they're very good.
They're very good. All right, enough of the baseball. Maybe we'll get back to it. But Sean Wright, Executive Director of the Grand Theater and the Performing Arts Foundation here in Wausau, joining us. And it's a big week because this week, earlier in the week, I think it was 2 days ago, you actually, in the evening on Monday evening, announced the 2024-2025 season. And you got a lot of reasons to be excited, don't you?
Yeah, it's a big season, an exciting season, 37 shows, and which is amazing when you think about it, and a huge Broadway lineup, and you know, 2 nights of each of the Broadway productions. We've got world-class orchestra, we've got comedy, country, you know, classic rock. It really is a big season, and it's been great to see the reaction so far.
You have to, I think, obviously wear the executive director hat, and you look at these shows from that point of view. But you're also a guy that has seen so many shows and enjoyed a lot of shows as well. I'm going to ask you to take off the executive director hat for just a moment.
Yeah.
But when you look at this schedule, and you said, you know, how many shows again?
Yeah, 37
shows. Yeah. as a fan of the arts, a fan of the theater, a fan of live performance, what maybe show or two excites you the most? And it doesn't have to be the one that's going to be the most successful or anything like that, but just personally,
yeah,
what excites you?
You know, I mean, I'm thrilled that we were able to bring Hadestown here. I think it's truly one of the most original musicals to come to Broadway in the last decade, and had the opportunity to see it in New York, and can't wait for people to experience here, because I think, you know, it's a show, even with winning 8 Tony Awards, that a lot of people, you know, aren't as aware of, mm-hmm. you know, a, say a Hamilton or the Book of Mormon. And so I think that's going to be great. And, you know, to have the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields here, which is, you know, the premier chamber orchestra in the world. And
from London.
Yes. And literally, you know, 4 dates in the entire Midwest next spring. And we have one of those. It's you know, that's an opportunity you just don't get very often, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they play 12 dates total in the U.S., next season, and to have one of those is just a really, really great experience for us.
Fantastic. And again, I mean, it's the mixture that kind of jumped. I was looking at, yeah. you know, your release and talking of, and again, something we talk about a lot, because a part of the job is to try to have the mixture, to try to reach out to as many of the folks here in central mm-hmm. Wisconsin as possible. And it looks like this schedule really does accomplish that.
Yeah, that's the aim, is to try and truly have somebody for something for everybody, you know, whether it's big family shows, or whether it's, you know, bringing, you know, some artists from across the world, whether it's, you know, Step Africa or Yamato. You know, you've got jazz, you've got classic rock, you've got country. I mean, it's a, you know, it really is a season that we look at, and some, you know, some returners. It's always fun when we bring people back, because our community has responded so strongly to them. And then it's also great when we can have people here for the first time, like Ben Folds coming mm-hmm. for the first time. I mean, that's really the fun of it, is to sort of be able to curate that mix of old and new, and, you know, see people connect with shows again, or mm-hmm. see them connect with shows for the first time.
And I kind of want to touch on the returners in a moment. We got to come back in just over a minute, because again, it's something we've talked about in the past, that it's not just enough that, hey, you want these folks to come back, they want to
have
to come back
as well.
And that's
exactly.
Something about coming to the Grand, coming to Central Wisconsin. So I want to touch on that with Sean Wright, again, the executive director of the Grand Theater and the Performing Arts Foundation here in Wausau. And we'll continue talking about the brand new schedules. A lot of things to be excited about for 2024-2025. We'll be back in just over a minute here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, again, we are talking to Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grand Theater, who this week announced their 2024-2025 season lineup. And before we stepped away for a moment, talking again about the mixture of a lot of shows that have not been here before, mm-hmm. but also I noticed when I was reading again a number of the performers who have been here, who've been very popular here, that you've been able to get back, and you're starting off again with the Leonid folks.
Leonid and Friends.
Leonid and Friends.
Yes, absolutely.
The folks in Leonid, that'd be even better. Right. But again, the tribute band to Chicago,
yeah.
who have just wowed people this past year. But that's only one. You have a number of others that are returning. But as you said, it's one thing to say, hey, we want you back. We
absolutely.
But they got to want to come back. And again, I think that shows a lot about what the Grand Theater is as a venue, and Central Wisconsin is a place to visit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whether it's Leonid and Friends, Who's Live Anyway, ABBA Mania, or Mania, a tribute to ABBA as they are, you know, these days, you definitely see those, you know, and a number of others. those artists, some of those deals are the easiest deals to get done because the artists really enjoy coming to the Grand, coming to this area, you know, not just performing at the Grand, but, you know, but staying downtown and enjoying everything that, that Wausau has to offer. There's always something really great about, you know, hearing from artists, oh, you know, we were in town X and, you know, and no offense, but we were out, you know, out by the highway, by the interstate, and, you know, our options were, you know, chain restaurant X or Y. They're like, right. Here, you know, here we got up. We went, you know, we went to that Mint Cafe for breakfast. It was really good. And, you know, we walked through some of these stores and, you know, and boy, and then after the show, we stopped back over at, you know, Malarkey's and, you know, sat in with the band. And it's really cool to see that and hear that from the visiting artists when they come to town. And it's part of what leads them to say, okay, we'll come back, particularly, you know, if we're booking them in the winter months, we got to give them a little bit of a carrot to come to North Central Wisconsin in the dead of winter.
Another aspect that people are always excited about is when you get a chance to see what the touring Broadway shows are. Yes. I mean, what are the touring Broadway shows that people can really be excited about?
It's a huge Broadway season. We mentioned Hadestown. You know, when the Tony Awards, Dear Evan Hansen will lead off the series.
Obviously, I love that show so much. I saw that a show at Madison, so I'm very excited it's coming to Wausau now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's one of my favorite musicals.
It really is. It's a great show. So, you know, that'll actually open the season in December for two nights. You know, Pretty Woman, obviously based on the movie of the same name, and people just absolutely love that musical. And then the Tony winner, Ain't Too Proud, which of course tells the story of the life and times of the Temptations, and outstanding music, incredible choreography. And so those are the big Broadway musicals. And then also, you know, in terms of things coming from Broadway or for the West End of London, Cirque Dreams Holidays is back, you know, part of the Cirque du Soleil family. That's right before Christmas. The week before Christmas couldn't be any more perfect.
Right.
The Simon and Garfunkel story, the really great multimedia experience with that. Dirty Dancing live in concert with a live a band on stage playing all the music you know and love with a screening of the film. I mean, so it's a giant party. And then the Broadway year wraps up with Riverdance with their brand new 30th anniversary show. And, you know, amazing to see that show just continue to thrive three decades later.
And one show that kind of jumped out as a child of the 80s who grew up, you know, and graduated high school in the late 1980s is, again, it's become a really popular series as your classic albums live.
Yes.
And this season, The Joshua Tree.
I mean, yeah, one of my favorite albums of all time. And yeah, what's great about classic albums is, I mean, they literally just play the album as a, you know, they don't even talk to you during that set. You know, they come back after intermission, play sets, but they literally say, you know, the whatever, whether it was on vinyl or CD or Sonic, I had that on cassette tape initially, you know, the album didn't talk to you in between songs. It just went on, you know, there it wasn't, you know, they didn't address the crowd in between, you know, I still haven't found what I'm looking for with or without you. And so that's what classic albums does. They just recreate the album. And so, yeah, that's, you know, we've had them here to do Fleetwood Mac and Pink Floyd and Creedence. And so, you know, into the 80s now with U2.
Exactly. And of course, you talked again about some of the returners, but and you talked about the Christmas and having Altenburg back again.
Oh, of course.
I mean, that's always one of the staples right in the middle.
It is. It's a Christmas tradition in Wausau. And so, you know, no, that doesn't, it wouldn't feel like the Christmas season if we didn't have the Altenburg Christmas extravaganza. So,
there's generally musically, I mean, it just jumps out. I mean, I'm just, again, looking at this release, you got Don McLean, Terry Clark. I mean, you know, if you're a Beatles fan, the Fab Four. I mean, it just keeps coming and coming and coming.
Yeah, that was Arc Mountain Daredevils on their farewell tour. Marty Stewart at the other end of the season next May, obviously
celebrating Meatloaf. Yeah, your big Meatloaf.
Yeah, with Caleb Johnson, who won American Idol, and it actually is the Neverland Express, which was Meatloaf's touring band. And so, you know, before he passed, Meatloaf had some health problems and stopped touring, and had tabbed Caleb Johnson to go out on the road with his band to sort of carry on the legacy. So that's a really cool show because there's that, you know, that personal connection.
And Ben Folds, you said as well. I mean, that's a, yeah. that's exciting too.
This is paper airplane request tour. Yes, we're really excited to have Ben Folds in October.
Oh, okay, now the people that are hearing about, I mean, they probably heard about one, two, three, four, yes, five yes, shows yes, that they yes, want to yes. be part of. What is the best way for folks to try to make sure they get the tickets that they want for these shows?
Absolutely. The best way is to subscribe. We're in the subscription period yep. here, and so four shows or more. You don't have to take 37. There are 37, but you don't have to take them all. I mean, we'd love if you wanted to, but you only have to take four to become a subscriber, and then the you know, you get that first access to tickets. You get discounts, opportunities when we add shows through the year. And obviously, the more shows you take, the higher the discount level, the higher the seating priority. And so people can do that. You know, they can do that online as of this morning. They can do that, you know, by calling the box office. They can do it by stopping in. And, you know, this is single tickets don't go on sale till July 9th. Mm-hmm. And so lots of the best seats are going to be gone for these performances by then. So the best way is to subscribe.
And the thing about subscribing, you said 4 out of 30. That's, yeah. again, you know, that's you're not asking for an arm and a leg here.
We're not. I would hope so few folks can find 4 out of 37. If not, I've done a really terrible job.
I'm sorry, yeah, but four, I mean, you know, 14, 24, 34. Yeah. I mean, I tell you, that is a very impressive list. I really, when I got the release and I was looking down at it, I mean, it's just amazing the talent and the entertainment that's going to be coming through here, Wausau, for the next year plus.
Yeah, we're really, really excited about it. You know, and the funny thing is, you know, we announced this. We actually already have shows on sale for the summer. You know, right. Justin Willman, Straight No Chaser, Board Teachers Comedy Tour, you know, Rodney Carrington in the fall. So you have a 37-show season, and then, oh, yeah, all these other shows and the shows that we're already working on. So, you know, as I had a longtime patron of ours say to me last night, she said, "You're just ruining my summer vacation plans." And I said, "Why?" And she said, "Because I'm having to reduce my spend on vacation because I have to buy all these tickets." I said, "Well, I'm sorry, not really, but thank you."
What a guy. Oh, you're causing so much trouble.
I am.
Sean Wright, again, congratulations on the release. We'll look forward to talking more about these shows as they come up.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
929, Christine Daniels, Good News Project, coming up here on Bow Falls Radio. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXEO and on the Civic Media app. And real quickly, want to remind folks that, again, we are doing our Scani Summer Text to Win contest. In this hour, the keyword is red. R-E-D. All you have to do is go to the Civic Media app and the Bow Falls Radio page, and then click on the text button, one word, R-E-D, red, and then you'll be eligible to win our hourly prize, which is a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack, our daily prize, which is a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats, and the grand prize at the end of our 2 weeks, a choice of one unique summer staycation, complete with gas to get you there and back, Fort Atkinson Cottage on the Lake, including pontoon boat, or Lake Geneva stay at the Harbor Shores, or a Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. So again, if you don't have the Civic Media app, just download it, go to search Civic Media, and then open it up, and you have a chance to win. And hopefully do it every hour that we do it, 7 times a day, more chances to win. And really appreciate the folks at Civic Media putting this together and giving you a great opportunity for this Scani summer getaway. And very happy to welcome back to the program Christine Daniels, Executive Director of the Good News Project. Christine, welcome
back. Good morning.
And we're very happy to have you on a regular basis. So we're going to bring you back on Wednesday mornings, the first Wednesday of every month. And I was just saying, it goes by so fast, so we'll be back before you know it, I tell you.
But
we're going to slow things down a little bit. But Good News Project. And again, before we kind of delve into some of the programs, for folks who may not be totally familiar with the Good News Project, maybe that quick thumbnail sketch again for folks.
For sure. So Good News Project, world headquarters, Wausau, Wisconsin. We started 40 years ago, and our primary goal at the time was going down to the West Indies and bringing volunteers who paid their own way to do service projects. Mm-hmm. And then in the last 20 years, we've added local programs that have been essential to our community, both the medical lending program and the e-cycling collection.
Yeah, we've been talking so much about that e-cycling collection, and when you sent me a note saying, "Hey, we're going to talk about a little bit different here today. And I think it really does hit. You talked about how it's sort of been a full circle kind of thing, where it was more the international programs, and then it's because a lot had to do with COVID in terms of becoming more localized the last few years. But, boy, you got some very exciting international programs, and not just one or two things. But, I mean, there's some really interesting stuff that we're going to kind of touch on here today, aren't we?
Yeah, for sure. So you had mentioned COVID, and I know people are so sick of hearing that, but I was thinking on my way over that, you know, I'm a silver lining kind of person, and I really like to just take a step back and see, you know, how certain things affect us. And the silver lining in our international programming was, although it shut down our traveling in after March 2020, it really caused us to step back and reassess the needs, because we'd been doing the same thing for, you know, 35 years. And we just started having conversations again, like, what are the needs? And COVID actually changed the needs in the West Indies as well. I mean, they're needing, you know, basic food even, and housing is still a thing, but education became front and center.
Well, let's talk about the changes. You said it, and it's so easy to fall in, call it a rut, maybe unfair, but you're just, we've always done it this way.
Yes.
And obviously it was working as well. I'm sure it was working very well, but sometimes you as you said, you don't see the changes or where the needs really that are a little different than they have been in the past.
Yes.
How did you find this out? I mean, you said COVID helped in terms of leading to these discussions. How did you find out that maybe, hey, this is an area we've kind of missed on?
Sure.
Recently.
Yeah. So, you know, over the last 10 years, we had been seeing volunteer participation steadily decline in the international part of our programming. And for our local programming, it was opposite. People were engaging more in local volunteering activities. Mm-hmm. And so there's a perfect storm going on, really. You know, the economy, you know, people's choices about how they want to spend their vacations and their money. So we were kind of seeing this decline already. But then when COVID stopped everything, we said, okay, it's really time to reassess and see where things are at. So we began scheduling a lot of Zoom meetings with different partners down in the West Indies that we'd been working with for 30 some years, and said, let's take a step back and identify truly what you're seeing in your country and maybe how we can help.
Asking questions really comes down to that, right?
Yes, for
Instead
sure.
of saying, hey, this is what we want to do, it
exactly.
says, hey, what do you need us
what
to do?
What do you need, and how might we be able to fit into that?
And over these last few years, what have you been able to do?
Oh, my goodness. So,
did I open up a box here?
It's so exciting. We have a board member. Well, she recently termed off because, so she's St. Lucian born, Dr. Delia Samuel, and she is a mathematics professor with a PhD over at the U of M and Century College in the Twin Cities now. Very motivated woman, you know, wants to help her own country and has been involved with Good News Project since the mid 80s. So we've known her for a long time. Mm. We asked her to be on our board during that time because we wanted truthful answers. You know, sometimes when you ask someone, oh, what do you need? Or could you use this? They'll just say yes.
Right.
Because, you know, maybe they're afraid that you won't offer again the thing that they really, really need. So I said, I need you to be honest with me. And she's
real discussions.
A real discussion. Yeah. So we had some very honest discussions about, you know, this is where things are at. And she created basically a math camp, and it brings about 150 students and about 50 math teachers in the country, and gives them extra remedial education about certain things like algebra, geometry, trigonometry, factoring. And the reason that we really kind of settled on this is that their math pass rates are below 50%. Mm. These are, we're talking about 15 and 16 year olds who can't pass any math exams. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they're looking at this and saying, you know, these students are the future of our country. They're the future of our economy. And if they can't do math, how do we expect our country to continue to develop? Right. So, it, you know, the way the camp is designed is it's measurable. You know, we can measure the test scores. Mm-hmm. We have the Ministry of Education in the country of St. Lucia involved so that we can grab those test scores. This year they made it mandatory for teachers to attend. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a teacher may not be especially excited about teaching math. They might just have to do it. And so that lack of enthusiasm passes on to the kid, right? Mm-hmm. To the student who's trying to learn. And if that teacher doesn't have the enthusiasm or the tools that they need to teach, you're going to lose a lot of students. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about some of your favorite teachers.
Right.
Were they enthusiastic?
Oh. Exactly. And the thing is, you can't fool kids.
No.
I mean, if
kids are so smart.
Right. I mean, if you come in there and you're trying to put on a face or put on an act, they're going to see right through it. They know who really cares, who really is involved in it. Also, you're going to be going down yourself, aren't you?
I am.
How exciting is that?
It's so exciting. So it's the second year. Good News Project is a major sponsor of the program, the camp. And, you know, I go down and pretty much be a face of Good News, but we're also trying to see, are there service opportunities to bring people back into? Mm-hmm. So one of the things that came out of last year's camp was there were not enough breaks to get kids moving and, you know, just physically moving to get mm-hmm. brain breaks is what we were calling them. Mm-hmm. And just so they could, you know, just step out of the classroom and have fun. It was a full day of math. And I mean, I could not do that personally, right? You might get a 15-minute break, but so we're kind of looking at ways that we can engage the students, maybe do some art, maybe do some movement. We're trying to create a scavenger hunt to keep them active on the community college campus. So really, you know, I kind of am down there twofold, to be the face of Good News, to be able to speak to media when I'm there and talk mm-hmm. about why it's important mm-hmm. for the country and why it's important to Good News Project, but then also kind of vet possibilities for future service groups.
Again, we're talking to Christine Daniels, the executive director of the Good News Project here on Bow Falls Radio. The theme is really a good one. When you sent it over, and it just jumped, and it should be part of, frankly, it should be something that is used throughout the country, throughout the world, because it just, ultimately, the goals of what we want is for everybody to succeed, right?
Oh, it's so true.
And to give everybody a fair shot.
Yeah.
Really, it comes down to that. And that's what you're trying to do here, by giving these kids a fair shot, by giving them the proper tools to be successful.
And
what is the theme?
Together we even the odds. Isn't that great?
I just think that is so wonderful, because that's all we want, really. I think from left to right, from up to down, whatever it may be, everybody just wants a fair shot.
I agree. And one of the really cool things of this camp is it's completely free for the students and the teachers. We wanted to make sure that we could even the odds in that way, so that we are providing transportation, we're providing food, we're providing the camp, all for free. And
right.
That's what the sponsors are for, right? It was really cool. Last year, the Embassy of Taiwan gave money. The Ministry of Education gave money. Their local electric company gave money, and their Rotary. So they have tremendous local buy-in, which, that's what you want. We don't want to be going down there and just doing stuff. We want this to be something that can carry on without Good News Project. You know,
you don't want to go down there and say, we're going to save you.
No, exactly.
Right. I mean,
yeah.
No, this, again, and I imagine that kind of mindset is important, whether it is a local project or an international project, correct?
You better believe it. You know, we had about five goals that we had set down before this camp. I'm just going to go back to 2023 for a second. And there were a couple of unexpected things that happened that were really awesome. Some of the teachers the school started again after the math camp summer, and some of the teachers talked about how the student completely changed. Their mindset about school changed. All of a sudden, they were stepping up and helping other students who were not succeeding.
Right.
And the teacher just noted that, I think we're creating leaders here. And we got shivers when we saw that. And when we saw the test scores too, like every single school showed better test scores after the 1 year, Chad, right. 1 year.
That, when you say that, because so often in many countries, fish rots from the head, to be honest, it's maybe a little crude, but if you have good leadership, and if you're developing those leaders, boy,
yes,
the chance of success in a country is so much better.
It sure is.
We got a couple of minutes left here. Again, you talk about the folks that are, you know, are giving. What do people need to know in terms of if they want to be involved in some way?
Sure, sure. So, we have a pretty rigorous budget for this, and we have about a month left, and we still have to raise $15,000. Mm. That's not just Good News Project. That's everyone. You know, we're reaching out to our donors who appreciate giving international dollars. You know,
right,
maybe they've traveled with us in the past. Maybe they see the potential of the country, whatever the motivation is. I just got a grant from a church for $500. And so, you know, people want to see this succeed.
Right.
If anyone's interested, of course, we can specify where that money goes. We're very careful with our budget, to make sure that if people want to donate to a certain program of ours, mm-hmm, it happens. So, mm-hmm, you know, if you experienced our medical lending program and you wanted dollars to go toward that and toward people in our community, we do that. And we're very intentional about that. But if you want your dollars to go international, we do that as well.
Fantastic. Yeah. And again, people want more information. They're intrigued by what you're doing. What's the best place to look?
Sure. Probably our website, goodnewswi.com. Otherwise, you know, come into our our building.
You love showing off your building,
I love,
right?
Showing our building. You know, we've been in there almost a year with the new renovations. And it's so fun to show behind the scenes.
Already
what's going
a year,
on.
Huh?
Yeah, July. July, it'll be a year.
Christine Daniels, Good News Project. Again, thanks for coming in, and we'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Chad.
The time is 9:49. We'll come back and have one more segment. We'll have our daily history lesson coming up next here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, another reminder, you got just a few minutes left to be able to be part of our Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Again, each day in the 9 o'clock hour during this show, and then also at 7 a.m. and 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. We'll be giving you whatever show is on the air at that time a keyword, and then you can text it in for your chance to win either an hourly prize, which is Wisconsin Dells summer prize packs, daily prize, pair of Milwaukee Brewer club level seats, and then the grand prize, of course, the unique summer staycation getaways to Fort Atkinson Cottage on the lake, including a pontoon boat, Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores, and Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. So again, the only way to win is to text. It's real simple. Just download the Civic Media app and then open up the Bow Falls Radio page. You'll see the text button. Hit it. Then put in the word RED, R-E-D, RED, and then just hit send, and you are in. And then we'll have a drawing for every hour, and you'll be part of this hour. And there'll be a daily drawing, and then the grand prize drawing coming up a week from Friday. So do it right now. Enter the Scani Summer Giveaway Contest and send the keyword RED. Today is the 5th day of June of 2024. It is day number 157 of this year. There are 209 days remaining in 2024. And time now for our daily history lesson. Some famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1956, the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, introduced his new single, Hound Dog, on the Milton Berle Show, scandalizing the audience with his suggestive hip movements. On this date in 1981, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that 5 homosexuals in Los Angeles had come down with a rare kind of pneumonia. They were the first recognized cases of what became known as AIDS. On this date in 2004, Ronald Reagan, the 40th president of the United States, died at the age of 93. I got an interesting story about that because I was living in Southern California back in 2004. And as a history buff, me and a friend of mine, we went to the Reagan Library where Ronald Reagan was laid in state.
Okay.
Had to be in line the entire, went from the evening through the entire overnight into the next morning before got through the line.
Oh my gosh.
It was amazing how long that line was, but I got a chance to walk past the casket of the former president back in 2004. So Ronald Reagan died 20 years ago today at age 93. And 2018, 6 years ago today, Harvey Weinstein pleaded not guilty to rape and sexual assault charges in court in New York, but he ultimately would be convicted. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Financial expert Susie Orman is 73. Kenny G, the musician, is 68. Actor-comedian Jeff Garlin of the Goldbergs and Curb Your Enthusiasm is 62. Mark Wahlberg is 53. Nick Kroll is 46. Author Rick Riordan, Percy Jackson series, is 60 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Apple II Day. I have no idea. Do you know what Apple II is?
I'm not sure exactly.
I don't know either. So it's like, but it is Apple II Day. Apple II. Apple II. I am baffled, I have to admit. It is Hot Air Balloon Day. It is Attitude Day. So yes. Have a good attitude day.
I will do my best.
It is Ketchup Day. It's almost always Ketchup Day for me. I use way too much ketchup.
Me too.
It is Gingerbread Day. It is Veggie Burger Day. It is Jerusalem Day. It is Sausage Roll Day and World Environment Day.
Nice.
All right. It is time. It is time for the number for the day. And every day, we have our number for the day quiz. We give Ian 3 different choices. And then he makes a guess. And hopefully, he gets at least 33%. But unfortunately, last couple of weeks, he's been on a bit of a bad roll. 0-4 last week and 0-2 so far this week. So you got, well, actually, yeah, you're 0-2 this week. So you got to get of the next 3 right in order to be over 33% for the week and be successful this week. All right. The number for the day. The number of the day is the number of cups of coffee per day that is safe for your arteries.
Safe for your arteries.
That it's safe for your. It may not be safe for everything else, but a new piece of research has said that this number of cups of coffee per day is safe for your arteries.
All right.
Is the correct number 25 cups of coffee per day? Is the correct answer 50 cups of coffee per day? Is the correct answer 75 cups of coffee per day? So researchers found that up to blank cups of coffee per day is safe for your arteries. But if you're drinking this amount of coffee, whether it's 25, 50, or 75 cups of coffee a day, forget your arteries. It's your bladder that will have most of your attention.
That's very true.
Okay, so
Okay. This is hard because I don't drink coffee, so I really am on my league here. But, okay, 25, 50, or 75 cups a day that are good for your arteries.
No, this is the limit. If you go beyond this, then it's like, but.
Okay, I'm taking a long shot here. I'm going to go with A. I'm going to go with 25. It's my final answer. I'm just in the dark here.
All right. Well, researchers found that up to 25 cups of coffee per day is safe for your arteries.
Thank you. I'm glad I got one right.
I was thinking you're probably going to, I thought you were going to say 75 for some reason. I don't know why. I thought you were going to say 75. So.
Well, honestly, 75 cups of coffee a day would probably kill you.
Probably would. But so you're back on the winning track. You're right where you should be.
Yes.
1 for 3 this week. Hey.
I still have 2 more opportunities. That's
all
good.
Right. Well, I can enjoy the rest of your day, right?
Yes, I can.
We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Chad. Happy hump day, everybody.
Thanks again to Bob Look. Thanks to Sean Wright. And thanks to Christine Daniels for all joining me today. Tomorrow, Pat Kreitlow at 8:06. We'll be joined as well by our folks from North Star Restoration for North Star Nose tomorrow as well. So until then, I'm Chad Holmes. This has been the Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.